Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Chris Street Noise podcast, episode 14. And tonight we're joined by Paul Raven, the man behind the Grandad videos. How are you, Paul?
Yeah, not so bad, thanks.
People recognise you?
Not this. No. Every now and then, someone comes on and says, "Are you Grandad?" Oh, yeah. And I just have to say, yeah. But I think that's the, I just said to you before, and the beauty of it that not people don't know who I am. Yeah, it's nice to get away with. But I sit up Riverside with mum and dad sometimes, and. Yeah, odd few lads come on and say, "Really, his granddad, my mum and dad don't know what to do with himself."
It's passing up false tape, pictures and stuff like that. Hey.
So, we're going to start with Hull on Saturday.
Yeah.
Good win, you went in, so.
I mean, I was steaming on Saturday. I couldn't say, like, I've been like trying to prepare notes, but I hardly remember the game. The journey back was a troll. I know, like, so, you got the train there. And that was a good day, like, people in the quite a few was on train and stuff, and the game was alright from what I remember, but yeah. I was steaming. And I've not been that drunk for a long time, so I remember, like, at full time, I was proper, like, leaning on, like, the segregation between Hull and Hull. I was, like, leaning on it, giving it death to Hull. I've never been like that. I'm never like that at footy. I'm more of, like,
I'd have gone on it.
I'm, like, full time, let's go to the pub, but on Saturday, for some reason, I was, like, singing, like, going down to Hull fans. I don't even know where Hull are at the table. I couldn't tell you. But yeah, I'm a mess. And then, so we got kicked off at like Selby on the way back.
And yeah, then, I heard about the journey back for everyone was like an absolute nightmare, weren't it?
Yeah. So. I mean, there were a few of us, probably about 100 of us on the same train, like Wilco and all them that were on it. So we got kicked off at Selby and then got a train to York. There were no train from York to Leeds, so we had to get a taxi from York to Leeds, which cost £75. So like nearly three of us sat with £25 each, and then I had to get Rebecca to pick us up from Leeds and no trains back. So we got back at like, the train back to Blackburn was due in at like 9 o'clock, got back home at 2 o'clock, which fortunately because the clocks went back it was only 1 o'clock, which meant I could get up for footy on Sunday, but
Jesus.
Yeah, our rough Sunday morning, I was like throwing up on pitch, but just in a bad way.
I thought I had it bad with my train back from Coventry yesterday being delayed by 20 minutes.
That was 6 hours.
It was mowing my head off, like, no, that's.
But yeah, we did alright. From what I remember, we did alright. Smodic took his goal well. Last 20 minutes, weren't nervous. Like, just don't win. No, it's just. I feel confident. Every time I 1-0 up, I feel confident. I don't feel like. Oh, I'm shitting myself. Like, they're going to score. I just think.
Just when we play away from home on Tuesday night, that you don't feel confident.
So, I've looked at it, and like, we've played 40 games since we got relegated in 2012. Played 40 games in Championship on a Tuesday night away. We've only won four. That's like 10% of wins away from home on a Tuesday. So, absolutely bobbins.
It is.
Yeah. Like, you think, like, I mean, I've not looked at the rest of the season who we play on a Wednesday, but like the Wednesdays aren't too bad. We've played 20 and we've won 4, so it's like double the amount.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. Not
just some kind of conspiracy, like, behind us.
Well, is it something we're doing wrong? Are we like travelling on the day of the game the problem? Is we're not staying over and stuff like that?
Yeah, maybe.
There must be something behind it. There must be a reason why we're so bad away from home on a Tuesday.
And like two of them were behind closed doors, weren't they? So
yeah, the Preston and
so one
Cardiff.
Yeah, Cardiff and Armstrong scored that screamer. Yeah.
But yeah, there must be something going wrong that like maybe we need to start staying over in places and getting a proper preparation rather than driving down on day because yeah. I mean it's obviously not working. It's like the last 8 we've lost. That's not good enough. Like I won't mind if we'd only had 4 wins and we were drawing half of them, but we're getting beat, most of them, yeah. So can't carry on like that.
No.
Need to change summer. Yeah, and then after my antics at Hull, I weren't allowed to go to Coventry, and you went, did you?
Yeah, so. I did. Yeah, I got the train down on the Tuesday, went to the game, then stayed over in Coventry, which was an experience.
How was your night in Coventry?
It was quiet. I was expecting, because of uni city, there'd be like a lot more like pubs in the centre.
Is it a uni college?
Yeah. It's notorious on Twitter for some of its confessions.
Oh yeah, like,
but,
yeah.
I think we won't get into that.
I've heard some stuff like that before.
Yeah, I thought there'd be quite a few more pubs, but it was, I know it'd be a week, but it was pretty dead to be honest. But yeah, I've stayed in worse places. So.
I think like Birmingham's not too far, that's probably like the main night.
Yeah. Yeah.
Middle of Coventry.
Yeah. Yeah, but it was alright.
Just the game, spoiler.
Just the game.
Did you watch the game?
I did. Yeah, it's like you say, it's become a bit of a recurrence this Tuesday night. It's not even just the result. It's the last 3 performances on Tuesday nights have just been woeful. Wigan and Cardiff.
Yeah, and Wigan were about.
They were just exactly the same. Just really sloppy with ball, just giving it away way too easy, and then no threatening attack and a bit all over place at the back. I know we're trying to play this new style now, but. I just think maybe away from home on a Tuesday night, maybe just divert to a bit more of an Allardyce type thing and just try and get it ugly rather than. I know what he's trying to do, and he's trying to put his own, you know, and if he ditches his own plan so soon, he'll look a bit daft maybe.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I just them last 3 Tuesdays, they've been painful to watch. I don't think they're on red button and I have to watch them at home. You know, like kids are in bed and it's screaming at
telly. Throw it shoes at telly.
It'd be better if they're on radio, they don't sound as. Still not radio,
it's anymore. Just like there's too many of our like usually relied upon players having bad games on a Tuesday night. Like Scott Woolworth had a bad game on Tuesday, and like he's usually like a 7 or 8 out of 10 every week. Like the one you rely on, and he's like giving away sloppy passes. It's like that's not you. Like what's changed from how well you played on Saturday? I mean, I know he went to a 5 at the back instead, and I think it doesn't suit Hyam and Wharton because they're quick. They can play a high line and you can keep them in their half. But when a Yala plays, he automatically drops deep either to collect the ball in like a quarterback position or just because he's not got the pace, he has to, he like consciously like drops back.
Yeah.
Whereas like against Hull, like you can play on the halfway line and just... No, you're all right, it's fine.
How are you?
All right, mate, how are you?
Fucking steaming.
Why?
Because I've been out all day in town. Gets a taxi up to a Fox. She says, can you play Pulse? She's not fucking me, but she better go to the show for Pulse. And she said, now you signed up. She said, there's a tenner in your bank, you can have a couple of clients to play in the fourth for Pulse. Yeah, I said, told him, put me on master, and that's fucking it. I'm not coming next week.
It's pop black and gold.
Oh, well, that's it. Fuck that. Yeah. He's paid £8.90 or something for a fucking taxi from Fox, do you? Having a heart attack. That's all the comfort food.
So yeah, where are we up to?
Ayala.
Yeah, so Ayala drops deep. It doesn't suit Hyam and Wharton. I mean, a lot of people complain about playing Britton at left back, but he's trying something. I mean, people are like, "Oh, it don't work." Well, 20 years ago, people played 4-4-2, and your left winger were left footed, your right winger right footed, and that were it. And then nowadays, if you get a left footer playing at left wing, it's like shit in hell. Like this isn't normal. Like football changes, it moves on. That if he wants to try something new, then let him.
We could have potentially got away with it Tuesday if we'd have had a left back at left. I think Travis being on other side just left us weak on both sides, if you know what I mean. I noticed when Britton did get forward in first, but it's second half a few times. When he gets to the byline, he don't trust his left foot to whip across
him.
He would put him back and then Coventry just nick ball off him and that would attack over. And then obviously the goal came down his side. I don't want to blame him. Ball coming. There were plenty of men in box who could have dealt with it. But
yeah, there were.
But
he should have scored. Britton should have scored. Right, if he puts us 1-0 up, we're probably going to win that
game. A good chance out, weren't it?
Yeah. I think it speaks volumes, to be honest. The best run that anyone made all night was by Britton.
And he's like through one-on-one with 40 yards of space. I mean, he's a defender, so you don't expect him to score. But you fancy most professional footballers to score from there.
Definitely.
But it's just frustrating. Like Sam Smodic played well on Saturday. And even last night, he's like 40-yard pings around the corner to Diaz were class. But then he'd beat two men in a 6-yard pass. He'd pass it straight to Conte. I'm like, how can you do such a good ball 5 minutes? It's just the consistency of getting the basics
right. I thought they were all at it on Tuesday. Like, I thought Adam Morton give it away and Tyler Morton a few times. Just simple balls. Like, say, 5-6-yard passes just straight to opposition.
Yeah.
I mean, my dad texts me through a lot of away games, and the amount of times he's texted me, keep the bloody ball, man. I can't count the bit that many.
Copy and paste it,
Well, he's just sending it me over.
I think, before one of the recent podcasts, I messaged you and said, right, we're calling the next podcast, keep the ball.
Keep the ball,
in capital letters.
On Saturday, we did it so well, even at 1-0, but I think Dak helped us when he came on, because it was just like one touch pop offs. Like, it's always the perfect weight. It was like in first half, especially when it caught up to Vale, it's either bouncing off him or he's bringing it in too tight and then taking ball off him.
How old is he, Vale?
20.
He's young with a lot of first team inexperience, isn't he?
Yeah.
Just chuck him up front on his. And other strikers seem to be miles away from him.
Yeah.
I think the one point commentator said, I think Brereton's telling Vale to play closer to him.
Yeah.
I think that has been our problem away from home a lot, is space between positions. So the space between midfield and attack.
Yeah, because Diaz wants to stay left. I mean, Gallagher plays there, he wants to stay right. It worked at Borough because Gallagher were coming central and they were both close together. But like you said, if they're both other sides of the pitch, you need like a midfielder to come close.
And I think Dak would have linked that up. I think a lot better. I think he'd have used his footballing. I'm not saying that Vale's not got on his bit of side, he'd have used a bit more of a footballing brain than I thought Vale did at times. He just wanted to get ball laid off and spinning behind or whatever like that. But
I think on Tuesday, it just felt almost like I was watching the same game as Wigan again. It was so disjointed, and it just with the amount of times we were giving the ball away, and just even when we were going forward, moving the ball, it felt like we were just playing aimlessly.
You could see it coming as well.
Kind of there was no real plan. It was just whoever's available, whatever's the simplest pass, whatever.
We're getting them wrong.
Yeah.
So the most obvious pass, and you think just keep possession. They'd either play it too soft and give Coventry a chance to put a challenge in, or nail it at his knee and then he's bouncing off him. So.
I said before about Travis playing out of position. When he's gone, there's no biting mid. I thought Tyler Morton looked a bit soft, not soft, weak in middle. Yeah. He went in for a couple of times and just pulled out. Garrett might have been a better choice than Adam Morton. Maybe.
Yeah.
I know he got sent off. It's been rescinded today, hasn't it?
It was never a red card.
No, it was a bit strange, that one. But I just think you lose your biting midfield. And he's a bit of a shithouse, Travis, isn't he? And he's brilliant for it.
Yeah.
And I don't think you get that from young lads, because I don't think they're aware enough just to pull someone's shirt on the way.
I mean, they're more like foot. Say it sounds bad on Travis, they're more like footballers, but they're more like silky, skillful footballers.
Final ball and stuff like that, and
you could just do with a mix of both, really, couldn't you?
Yeah.
I think that message you got all the time, just put Travis in middle and
put
move
Pickering on.
Britton on right and Pickering on left,
It was a strange one, but.
Square pegs and square holes. Round pegs and round.
Coventry play well, and people are saying they need a bottom of the league, but they play three less games. They will eventually get up there like they did last year. They're a decent team, and that
they'll be alright.
I watched their striker, is it Jokeres? He is exactly what we need at Rovers. Yeah. He's hard to deal with, he's good on ball, he's quick, he can do everything, and especially with the trouble they're in at the minute, with the ground and stuff. We bought Hayem for 1.5 million. If you could pay anywhere near that amount for him, Yeah. Snap their hand off straight
Seems
away.
Seems so simple from outside transfers, doesn't it?
Easier said than done.
Yeah, managers over years for us, like, I've seen players go to other clubs and think, why have we not had a deal with him? Like Naki Wells when he went to, I know he's played for Burnley and that, but...
Championship goal scorer, yeah.
Like Dwight Gill seems to have been out there forever for us to take a chance.
He's not scored a goal this season, or Dwight Gill.
Where is he at? Is
it Stoke?
Stoke.
Like, I've got a couple of mates who are Stoke fans, and when they signed him, they're like, oh, Gill's going to get like 25 goals. Yeah, he's not scored one, And when they played us at our place, I thought, oh, like Gill and who is it that plays up front?
Tyrese Campbell, is it?
Yeah, he's quick. He's a very good player. I just thought, like, Gill usually scores against us as well. I just thought he's going to do well at Stoke, but he just hasn't.
Well, it's like, you think back to when Newcastle went to Championship, and he was, it was like, he felt like the main man at Championship, didn't he? And now, I think he scored this season yet, so. Times change.
Yeah, so, that's enough about the games. Right, we'll move. We need to beat Huddersfield on Saturday. Okay.
We do.
We never beat Huddersfield though. Looking today, like doing research, we'd never beat Huddersfield ever.
Yeah. They've been beat again midweek, can't they? 2-0.
Yeah.
Who were it? Bit Blackpool. No, Blackpool beat them at weekend, didn't they?
Yeah. They got beat after Sunderland 2-0.
Yeah.
Tony Mulby Sunderland.
They scored one goal, like a decent pass with goal kick, like played on floor, and they're like, oh, Tony Mulby ball started. But it hasn't. Like, the players are just playing that football. Like, you probably, Mowbray's probably telling them to ping him 60-yard diags to the smallest guy on pitch. We'll move on from the football and we'll talk about our guest. If that's all right.
Yeah.
So, you grew up a Rovers fan.
I did. Yeah, we're brought into it. My dad's been going ever since he was a young lad. My dad was born to a Wiganer, to be fair, who were into his rugby.
Yeah.
But they moved to Great Old where my grandma lived when they got married, and dad's group of mates were just into the football, and they were going up Rovers, and he started going and he's never looked back. He's been home away, he's been through it all. My dad, playoff wins and relegations and all sorts, Premier League wins.
How old are you, Paul? He's like similar age to me. I'm 25.
Yeah, believe it or not,
not too 35. Far away.
I look
from
a lot older.
So when what's like your earliest memory when you first started going on Rovers regularly?
Remember me first. The first ever memory I've got is going on with my dad on Riverside and sitting on one of the front few rows on my dad's knee, falling asleep. And I'm almost certain it was nil apiece. I'm sure it was nil apiece. Because my dad always tells me, he said, you picked a bad first game. But other than that, my full first season ticket bought full was the 94-95 one, which...
Wow. Perfect season, really.
It's perfect, but I always look at it as
it's
like...
It's not always going to be like this.
Sets you up for failure, yeah.
It does, it was never going to get... That was the peak, weren't it? So it were always going to go downhill. But no, the Premier League, I used to be able to tell you every single result from home games and who'd scored. And
I would say, I remember doing like season review tapes and stuff. I used to watch them before bed every night. So I'd be like, oh, beat Wimbledon 4-2, McNeil scored twice.
Yeah.
Be obsessed with it.
You're like a walking encyclopedia on each season.
Yeah.
Like.
And now I'm like, so like, what were West Brom last game?
I can't remember.
I think we played in blue and white, maybe. I don't know.
We know what kit we played in.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's my earliest ones. Premier League days. Favourite ones were probably Mike Hughes and maybe the Souness ones and then the Mike Hughes ones.
Yeah.
We have had some good years. Been in Europe, haven't we, a few times since and stuff like that. It's been a bit bleak recently, but I think we're back on the up.
Yeah,
aren't we? So
I think like now we're actually excited for Rovers now. Like, seems like even though we're pissed off on Tuesday night, I'm buzzing for Saturday now. I'm already like.
I was gonna say before when you were on about if we win Saturday, it in Championship, it's all forgotten about.
Yeah,
because that 3 points will probably cement us in second. Maybe because a couple of rounders will probably get beat. We might close that gap on Burnley on top. So, and I've took my lad to his first game against Birmingham last week. So. I'm kind of happy he's going now and not.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
A couple of years ago, like, asking you to go all the time.
Even though he's way too young. He's only 2.5, but he sat through the whole Birmingham game. You were good as gold, he were. And
that's good.
I can remind him that, you know, your first game, 2-1 win at home to Birmingham. Kaminsky got man at match because he saved everything, didn't it?
Yeah.
But yeah, when away we were winning, it's good.
Yeah. But I remember, like, my first season, like all like Millennium 2001 season.
Yeah, yeah.
So like obviously I grew up with like really good times. It's only Lewis that's gone through the absolute shitter.
I suffered.
Yeah, really. Your first one relegation season?
I think first season ticket. Yeah. Either that season or
season before
first season championship. I don't know.
Our Roy team got relegated. Yeah.
Tell you a worse relegation than that one with Brian Kidbom, I think. That were horrible. Because the worst thing about that one is because we were expected to be so much better.
Yeah.
You know, we still had Jack's money and it were like
still had like a decent.
It was painful
squad,
that so, one. Yeah. Yeah.
I think it were only the season before that Rose finished sixth, weren't it?
Chris Sutton scored a last minute free kick against Newcastle to get into Europe.
Yeah.
And then we failed in Europe and ultimately went down next year, yeah.
But yeah, good times with that. What have you thought of the season so far?
This one?
Yeah.
That's what it says on tin. It's been a bit up and down, hasn't it? I think we're very good at home. I think we're very strong at home, what I've seen. And like I say, I've only really seen these Tuesday night ones, which we look a bit. I don't know what it is. Can't put my finger on it. I don't think your professional pundits can put their finger on it. It's strange, isn't it?
Yeah.
Some stats that have come out that when Coventry had only played these, we were sat top at league, and Coventry were sat bottom. We had fewer defeats than us.
Yeah.
Which is just, and we were, Coventry again. You said before if they win the three games, they'll bounce up to the 1 point. They were third from bottom. With something like four games, and if they won them all, they'd have gone fourth, two points off top.
Yeah.
So it's just a right mad league. And I do think if we beat Sunderland, Huddersfield at weekend, we'll go into that derby.
Yeah.
I think this season is going to be the closest in the Championship. Like usually, after 20 games, there's like a team on like 45, 48 points that are getting 2 points a game on average and like smashing the league.
I think from Burnley down, that'll be true. Unfortunately, it pains me to say it, but I do think.
If you want to call it luck, scoring so late on, it's got to.
I don't want to call it luck. I want to call it the EFL doing everything they can to help Vincent Company.
We're going to look like eight Samoan bastards if anybody really fancy this, but I do think because it's Vincent Company and because he's ex-City and he's a big figure, I do think they'll get decisions. Decisions will go that because he looks animated on sideline. Yeah. JDT's a bit. Bit more laid back. I can't really. I don't think I've seen him arguing with a fourth official yet.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think you do. You put pressure on officials. You get decisions. It's
But like so, to get 10 minutes. Like usually 10 minutes, like a leg breaker or like a serious head injury where someone's gone down, been stretched off. But 10 minutes just for time wasting. Well, that's ridiculous.
Remember West Brom at home? They're 11. West Brom at home.
When it stopped, when it Jack Walkerstein went down injured.
Well, that day that we read out, weren't it like 35 degrees?
Yeah, it was hot. Like, I didn't know that. Right.
Do we watch Chelsea Spurs in Brown Cower? Conte and Tuchel were fighting. That was one of the funniest.
That seemed like a right good result at the time, I thought, that West Brom.
Yeah,
and then you look at them now, they're rock bottom, aren't they?
Yeah.
Like, well, they won midweek, didn't they? But, I remember that thinking, what a win that way.
Yeah,
because I come off that game.
Everyone's expecting them to be up there, weren't they?
No, that's it. Yeah,
but I know what you mean. Like even this month, we said with the four games starting from Birmingham, if we win the four games up to Huddersfield, like 12 out of 12 is a good return. And we said like, well, probably 8's good. Like two draws away, 2 wins at home. That's what we were like hoping for. Yeah. So to have like 6 points for Huddersfield still to play at home, and although Coventry was disappointing,
I think I said 7. I know we don't draw them, but I think I said two home wins and a draw either away at Burnley or, well, I'd expected it at Coventry, to be honest.
Yeah.
But you never know. Like I said, their luck's got to run out, and the derby games, it all goes out at window derby games.
It does.
If he fancies playing that Jake Garrett, I think he won't be a bad pick for centre. You know what I mean? If he puts one on one of them young lads they've brought in from abroad, they might not fancy it.
You risk it though, don't you? First 5 minutes of his tackle. I mean, especially like they're getting the decisions at the minute. If he does one over the top tackle, like just a bit too hard. The referee's going to be desperate to book someone early on.
I'm thinking, we've got Adam and Scott Wharton. We've got Lewis Travis, who's come through at Academy. Gallagher, who's been in this country all his career. Brereton, who's looking more and more up for every game he plays.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm just wondering, like, these young lads that Burnley have brought in, are they going to be up for it? Yeah. You know, when they see that atmosphere.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think Trav puts whoever plays puts a big challenge in early. Let's just see how up for it they are.
Yeah.
I know Burnley fans will be, and we will be. Let's just see how, you know, all these
I mean,
young lads who they brought in on.
I saw a Rovers fan in Rovers Facebook group not so long ago, and he was saying that he was a bit worried about, you know, who's gonna like leaders in, you know, in the past that like, we've had like obviously Dunne, we've had a few other players that have kind of like led the team in these big derbies. I'm not worried at all, me, but with the amount of like young local lads, I'm not worried.
I mean, we've got leaders all over the pitch. Like, even Dav Hayo, I know he's new to the club, but I mean, he knows how important derbies are. Might have never experienced a derby like this, but he knows the massive games, and knows, yeah, like you said, the local lads like Scott Wharton and Adam Wharton and Travis and Gary, like they're all, everyone, I mean, there's no excuse, you can't not be up for it, can you? But
no.
I'd like to think they get someone in just to go and remind anyone who doesn't know about it how big it is.
You volunteering?
I would do. I'd happily go in that dressing room. And
topless. So, everyone knows you as Grandad from the Facebook videos.
Yeah.
I mean, it were quite good. There were probably a couple of years when like the alternative commentary were coming out and Grandad videos were coming out every week. Quite a good place to be, Rovers social media. It's quite, yeah. I mean, nowadays, yeah, it's a bit more like negative and a bit. Sometimes you're scared to look at your phone after we get beat.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I think it was during when the alternative commentary started during lockdown, where the games were behind closed doors. You couldn't really see, and it was just like something to pass my time. Really,
I got in at Rovers. Can't remember what the lab were called now. Ryan Grant, I think you were called. Were like in charge of media, and it was when we were getting promoted from League One.
Yeah.
And now we're doing phone calls to whoever we played away that weekend or whoever we were playing. I'd give them a quick ring and just have a bit of a laugh with the receptionist or whatever. Do you know what I mean? And little unbeknown to me, I think I went to Dublin with my missus to watch something in Dublin, and then I bumped into Derek Williams, and we'd played Bristol Rovers away that day.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you remember, Bristol Rovers got a right late equaliser.
Yeah, it was a volley from Edge
of Yeah.
One, I think.
So I remember looking, thinking, it can't be. We've played Bristol today, and it was like, you know, 8:30 at night, but he obviously must have been straight on a plane from Bristol.
Yeah,
straight over to Dublin.
Yeah.
Anyway, I spoke to him, and he told me that I were in WhatsApp group. I explained who I were, and he said, videos in WhatsApp group, lads love them and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So I got in touch, and I said, can I do something at end of year? There's a company, there's a Facebook page called The Sportsman, and they had a way in as well, and we all went in together. And I don't know if you saw that, where I did the calls with Daki across the table,
yeah,
and rang a few players,
yeah,
and then it snowballed from there, and I got a couple of interviews with Elliot Bennett, and yeah, it worked. We're a good place to be, social media. But
how did it start? Did you just like, have you always been able to do that voice? Like, is it just
so me and my mate Gav just used to do it to each other, just an old voice, just because it used to wind our missus up, so we'd just be like, "What get long got? Go on, let's have a cup of tea," like that, and our missus just get right. But that's all we did. We just spoke to each other like that, and then I think I were hungover one morning, did a bit of a video, and it kind of did all right. And then another one of my mates said, "You want to set a page up, create a little character?" And anyway, it flew. It like, I were at 25,000 in a month.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it really
So is it your filter that you've made? Is it like,
no, so I'm hoping that I'm not going to get some grandchildren thinking the granddad's still alive somewhere. Do you know what I mean? I just got this picture off Google. And can you just imagine that it were a guy in Austria, and I'm just, can imagine conversations saying, granddad's alive and well, he's living up in Blackburn. It's like he's changed a bit.
Yes, he's going by the name of Paul.
Yeah, he's lost it a little bit. He's a bit of a filthy bastard. Oh, cheating on grandma.
Yeah, but yeah, I love the videos, a bit of class. But so you started just doing the Rovers, like bringing the thing.
Yeah, just ringing the different clubs. I've thought about doing one for Burnley, but I've a lot of Burnley fans on my page, so I don't want to switch anyone off. But
yeah,
I think if most of them could sit funny side of it, I'm not going to slag them off. Right? Like, I think just have a bit of a laugh, bit of a to and fro with the receptionist. I'm sure some Burnley fans would want it. You know what I mean? As part of build up.
Well, you should be able to laugh at yourself at any day.
So get Huddersfield out of the way. If we beat Huddersfield Saturday, I'll probably be well up for it. If we lose, we won't draw, will we? So if we lose, I don't know. It might just put me in a different mood for it. They extend that gap. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah. I've got a note on here, like positives and negatives of social. So we already spoke about like no one really recognises you because you use a filter and stuff.
Yeah.
Have you had any like negative experience with social media?
Yeah, just people don't like it. It's like I would tell us online people, they've all got that chance to tell you it's shit. Like if they saw me in street, they wouldn't come over and tell me it's shit.
Yeah.
Not saying I'm a big lad. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean.
Well, we've had a bit of criticism recently.
Yeah, I want to, like, first episode we uploaded to Facebook, people were like, it's shit. And I'm like, well, not doing it for you.
Yeah, it's not everyone.
Who asked?
So I've had some negative comments, but I kind of scroll past them because, you know, the other 90-odd% positive. Yeah. So you've just got like, yeah, if you don't like it, you don't like
it. So you're quite good at like focusing on the positives then?
Yeah, you've got to. I do see negatives. The negatives stand out like a sore thumb.
Yeah.
They really do. It's a shame that a lot of people will react to negative comments and give them the time of day when there's so many people, you know, giving you that kick up arse and, well, like, good on you, mate, good on, but you don't respond to them. You just respond to guys calling you shit, and that's a bit naff. I try and respond to as many as I can, but obviously so many comments come through on some of the videos, it's not possible. But I respond to every message I get.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes me a while, I've got to go through quite a few, but yeah, if someone's asking me a genuine question, I'll do my best to get back to everybody. So
I know I've like just put on my notes here, like checking likes, like dopamine and stuff. Like we're doing the alternative commentary, like you upload one on like a Sunday whenever highlights came out and stuff. You find yourself like not feeling shit, that's the wrong, like you're just a bit like bored, you check on Facebook notifications, 13 people like this, and you're like, you're buzzing for 5 minutes, and then did you ever get like that, or was it always like,
yeah, definitely. I mean, there's it were weird how I used to look at likes, and I used to try and divide the amount of likes by how many minutes it'd been up to see how many likes I were getting per minute.
Yeah,
and 5, 6, 7 were a decent number, and it normally ends up at 500, 600 in end. But yeah, there's some that fall flat on their ass, and I can never work. Is it algorithms that Facebook put up? Because I could put one up every Wednesday at 7 o'clock, and one will just fall flat on its face.
Yeah.
So I find that very strange. But
you took a bit of a break from doing the Granddad videos. You do. Was that one of the reasons?
No, nothing to do with that. No, that had never stopped me. A lot of the time, I won't say I lose the will for it, but. I don't know, I just think it gets a bit repetitive, and I think it's good to take decent sized breaks because people would just think, I'm done with it now. It's like a series, you know what I mean? And everyone, like, when you say you're coming back, everyone gets buzzing for you again. So, and I've got a full time job, 3 kids. Sometimes I'll be honest, it gets a bit like, I feel like there's a lot of pressure on me to, shit, I've got to get a video out, I've got to do a video. Yeah. And I'm just thinking, I don't have to do one. So, yeah, I think once you've gone a week and then 2 weeks, it's easy just to say, I'll not do it for a bit. But I always get the bug. Bug always comes back.
Yeah.
And I'll have a couple of ideas in my head, and then I crack on. And like I say, it's just picked straight back up, you know, the last couple of weeks. So it shows that I can take the breaks, you know what I mean? If I've got a lot on and stuff like that, so.
So what does the future hold for Granddad?
We'll see. I think we're like 5 years in now. So it's...
Is it something the kids are going to pick up?
Just keep going. Well, Jackson already has done his... he's said a few choice words. He hasn't repeated them at his play group yet, so that's lucky. But, I've got to be... I tell you, that is one of the reasons I took a bit of a break, because on my days off, I had him. And he's just starting to learn to chat a little bit.
Right.
And he's around me all the time. He's never too far. And like I say, if I say something, he's copying it.
Yeah.
So that were a thing. Like, I just didn't have the time to... Do you know what I mean? And then it'd get to 5, missus would get home from work, and I'd think, right, should I do one now? And that time of day, it's like, have your tea, and generally some footy on, and you just can't be arsed, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does your missus think of it? Because obviously she gets a lot of...
She's been well supported.
She gets a lot of abuse.
she gets called Kathleen a lot, and I tell you now, she hates that. She hates it. If I ever talk to her in voice, she says, stop it, like that.
Getting swatted away at the top.
Yeah, but... No, she's been bang on with it. I mean, she could have been like, right, give that up now, because, do you know what I mean? But no, she's been mint. And it's got us a few opportunities. Like, we've been away a few times off the back of it, and that, a few nights away and stuff like that. So it's been all right. Yeah, we'll just see what happens. Like, future-wise, let's see. I don't know.
Good stuff. Right. Rest at championship results then. So we'll start with the weekends. I think that's the weekend's first. Burnley 2, Reading 1. Already spoke about them getting decisions. Have you seen the Tomlins penalty shout before they score?
Yeah.
Like, it's a Stonewall penny. I don't understand how they get away with it. It just seems to be like every game seems to be all there's always summer, and then they go up the other end and score. It's just, I mean, I don't remember Rovers ever. I mean, I just about to say I don't remember Rovers ever not getting a penalty and then scoring at the other end, but we did it the other week against Sunderland when Brereton met it. But I think that
took me ages to work out whether that were a penalty or not, because it looked like a right good challenge, but it looked like he just nicked the ball away.
Yeah, it was soft. It would have been soft, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think the way he dives doesn't help him. Like he dives, he like flops out the way, and like standing on your toe won't do that.
I think I said to you, like, in real time, I was like, oh, it's definitely a dive, never a penalty. But got home and like it was showing like the replays on Sky Sports News. I was like.
But they had to watch about 10 replays before they changed their mind. Yeah, and refs got one chance, hadn't he, and stuff like that. So
I think that's what, like, the red card with Garrett on Tuesday. He does only get like a split second look at it, and he has to decide straight away.
It's how everyone reacts as well. All Coventry, I think they all went a bit over the top. Whereas like, just his intent to go in hard, I think that's what pissed them off.
I think if the Coventry player goes in at the same intensity, it looks like a great tackle, and everyone gets
moving. He made a challenge, similar sort of challenge. I don't know if it were against Birmingham or Sunderland, Garrett, where he gives it to Jack Walker.
Yeah, in front of in corner against Sunderland.
Yeah, and that one, he was just like. Be a bit careful, isn't that?
Yeah.
Could say that red card we're going to come sooner and later. Yeah. That might just do him a little bit of a favour.
I think it will.
Just settle down. Just like going hard, but
better coming against Coventry than against Burnley.
It's like have a Tommy Tank before a game, get testosterone out because like, he's just absolutely flying into everything at the minute. Cardiff 1, Rotherham 0, got no notes for that. It's just not interested. Blackpool 2, Coventry 1. He said we should be beating Coventry at their place. Blackpool winning there. But they said that all the commentators said on Tuesday that like it was just two set pieces and we're not really scoring many from set pieces this season.
I'd heard they'd had a bugging club as well at Coventry, and they were missing four key players. I think he was one of them. You strike you on about. I think they'd had some kind of flu going through, and a lot of the main men were missing for Blackpool game, so that could explain that defeat.
Huddersfield 1, Millwall 0. That's shock result of the weekend because. We know how bad Huddersfield are, and Millwall are
and Huddersfield I had my notes. I had in my notes for the Huddersfield game on Saturday. Question: will Rob be left with egg on his face come 5 o'clock on Saturday?
No.
What?
Even if Huddersfield beat us 10-0, they are still going down. Luton 1, Sunderland 1. No winning 3 for Luton after him off the second tier was saying they were going to go up and they're doing really well. Not winning 3 games now. Sunderland, most possessions, 16 shots, 4 on target. It's just, I think Sunderland will be alright, but I just think they can't stick with Moby forever because they will get in that rut of them performances and being mid-table. And I watched them, some of the goals from last night, and they're a good football inside. It's just, I don't know what they're missing. I mean, they're missing both strikers, obviously, which is probably the reason why they're not scoring as many, but I think that Stewart's a really good player, but still don't think they'll ever push into the playoffs or get.
No, when you look, they've got Corey Evans starting in midfield, which tells you everything. He was starting for those learning and they weren't good enough.
Yeah.
I don't know how many years, but he kind of outstayed his welcome, and that sounds really harsh on him.
Well, they're only 1 year off a testimonial at Rovers.
Yeah, 9 years, how long you were there? So, when you look at him starting, what?
Norwich 3, Stoke 1. I put Norwich back on it. Stoke 3 losses in a row, down to 21st. It's when Alex Neil came in, I thought they'd be flying up there after O'Neill left. It seems like starting to feel like O'Neill wasn't the problem and there's actually a problem at the club. Preston 2, Borough 1, 91st minute winner for Preston. Wigan got beat 1-0 off Watford, 4 losses in a row. West Brom got beat at home off Sheffield United 2-0. Sheffield United are back on it now. They're only they're a point below us, 2 points below us.
One point below us. Because if they win, they're two. Like if Rovers win, they have to drop points in one of their two games for Rovers and Burnley to be the top two going into the dogs.
But they play Burnley on Saturday, dinner time kickoff. Yeah. I don't know who you want to win there.
As long as we beat Huddersfield, Sheffield United can beat them, can't they? And it just closes that gap. And then if we
beat Burnley, it keeps the gap close between third, though.
But then if we beat Burnley, we go.
Goal or straw?
When we beat Burnley,
I think that would be cherry on top. If we, you know, if we were to beat Burnley, it'd be
and then
brilliant.
Go top of the league into
but
World
then
Cup.
To yeah to leapfrog yeah. them and go top would be cherry on top. What a Sunday that'd prove to be. Missing Sunday, expect me home if that happens.
We all that Tuesday.
See you when I see you.
Bristol City won, Swansea won. Swansea 72% possession away from home was just ridiculous. And Bristol City have just slipped away since they beat us. Seems to like to say it every week. Birmingham beat 2-0, QPR 2-0. I was impressed with Birmingham when they came down here. Obviously, yeah, you took yeah. lad, they played really well.
Yeah.
Like, Kaminski getting man at match against us says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah. We've got some really like a blend of like really good young players like Chong and Hannibal and stuff, but they've got some experienced players like Scott Organ and can't remember that. The guy who played for Burnley, Djukovic. I was there. Thought it was yeah,
he played back for him. What's he called? He were at Brentford. But he were quite solid for him as well. Harley Dean. Does he play it back for him?
I couldn't tell you. Yeah. I can only tell you the goal scorer. Can't the ones who come up on flash scores. Never see any defenders.
Yeah, I think they just had a bad 5 or 10 minute spell in the first half against us, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's where we did our
I mean, we were just more clinical. That's the,
yeah, probably all and end all. And I think if you do that at Championship, you'll be successful.
Yeah. Then moving on to midweek games, Birmingham 0, Millwall 0. Not made any notes on that. Burnley 3, Rotherham 2. Already spoke about it. Just EFL are desperate for company to do well.
Vincent Company.
I think it's weird because like when they were in the Prem, they were probably the least marketable team in the Prem. But now in the Championship, they're probably with Company, they're probably the most marketable team for Sky Sports. Yeah, yeah. Because I think most clubs in the Championship, only their fans will watch them. Whereas now, because they've got Company, there'll be a few like rooting for them in a way. You know, like City fans and...
But it's not only because of like Company's kind of like, that's what I'm looking for, like his character and like how big of a figure he is. It's
how big of an Eddie has.
It's an after stream, I know. It's how he's changed the style of football, really. That's what Sky will be most interested in.
I mean, how much did they spend, like $25 million this summer? He could come down into the Championship and play 4-4-2, 10 men behind ball and kick it up. Like, they have probably got one of the best squads in the Championship. They have to play dominating football.
Yeah.
And it's not exactly like 3-2 at home to Rotherham's, not like. Exactly, setting the world alight, is no. it? It's, they've scraped a 3-2 win at home.
Like. I think they've started to show that you can get at them. You can definitely get at them and score goals. So, yeah, I don't think it's out of question that we go there and get a result. And you know, if you ask if I were neutral and I were a betting man, I'd probably back Burnley just by looking at you know the way we played away from home at times. And but again, like I said before, Derby Day and it all goes out at window.
Yeah.
So
it helps their key players as well as like the wingers and. Our fullbacks are defensively solid, I think.
I think of the back five, we've been pretty solid. Like, yeah. We took ourselves in front of the ball. But it's just this, I think, again, I'm going back to Coventry now, but we gifted Coventry so many chances in first half.
Yeah.
We're trying to do that play out from back.
Yeah.
I'd much rather just play a bit of a long ball and try and pick the pieces, win second ball in midfield.
Yeah.
I don't mind if it's not pretty, mate, especially in a game like this.
No,
I don't see us getting beat, mate. And I'm not saying we're going to win, but I don't see us getting beat next Sunday.
It's just once Saturday's out the way, I won't even care about West Ham. I'll just think, like, I'll just be nervous for Sunday.
Well, like, I've been talking to my mates about like maybe going to West Ham, but like you're thinking. Like, at the same time, yeah, it's like Huddersfield and then Burnley.
Yeah, that's what you like, think about, yeah. I know what you mean. It's like, even on Saturday, it'll just be like, let's just win this and get it out of the way. And then
you're onto the real business.
It feels like you're waiting like Christmas or something. It's ridiculous.
It'd be like a breather as well. Once it's gone, it's like you can just enjoy the World Cup and then you know, we don't have to play them again then.
That's why it's even more important because if you get beat, you've got a month to make up for it. You know what I mean? Like, you can
and
kick
then
a ball
first
again.
Game back to North End, isn't it?
Yeah.
Straight into another derby, so on.
Is that early kickoff? On Sky,
yeah.
So, that's
something else we can talk about. Sky moving the Christmas games, that's especially the New Year's Day one. It's a joke for Cardiff fans,
it's a joke for us on Boxing Day. Like, 12 o'clock kickoff for a 3.5 hour drive to Sunderland and back. I know Cardiff's even worse, it's what 6 hours to Cardiff. Like,
I mean, 12 o'clock New Year's Day, I think there'll be a few people writing that off, you know,
yeah.
going out New Year's Eve.
Well, we might as well just stay out and get, like, go for a pub to, like, where you get a bus from, where you get a train from, whatever. It's just, I think it's stupid, mate, that Boxing Day and New Year's Day should be, like, a local fixture all the time.
Yeah.
Like, because, especially no public transport, what are you supposed to do? Like, how are you supposed to get there?
That's it.
What are we up to? Cardiff 1, Watford 2. Watford up into the playoffs. Billich is actually... We weren't sure if he could because the attitude stinks in the squad, but he actually is doing it. Mm. Fair play to him. Huddersfield got beat Sunderland. Huddersfield are down. Norwich QPR. Drama in the stands. So, I don't know if anyone's seen this on Twitter today, but there was a Norwich... Is he a Norwich? He's a QPR fan. That tweeted that he wants evidence showing that his girl was kissing an 18-year-old, 6-foot lad in the concourse at half time, which is just. Football Twitter is the best for content.
Like he's a brave man, unless he doesn't know how it goes down.
But. He's put like a notes. He's like wrote some of his notes on his phone that's like, I'm scared to go into block R at QPR next home game and stuff because I've got so many abuse off people I respect and I know I'm just like. If your girl's making you feel like that at all time to football game, you need to bin her off.
Definitely.
Football Twitter's just.
First player to 18-year-old lad, like.
It can be a winning. Wild place, can't it?
Yeah. Like, there was someone who tweeted that, is it Sean Kingston? That somebody call 911. Mick's wife is kissing boys in the concourse. Oh, I've just been scrolling Twitter all day waiting for some more drama to happen.
I'm going to have to catch up on that
one. That's a belter of a tweet the other day. You know when Sunderland were talking about banning people taking cash in,
yeah.
coins and that, and there were a tweet where it was like, when you forget about the £2.70 in your pocket or something on the way, it was like Paul Merson saying that, bang, see you later, you go in prison. Named and shamed.
But it's like, yeah, that's just stupid. They said they're going to like take all your change off you and put it to charity. I mean, surely you can't stop anyone.
I don't think you can. I think that's illegal.
You can't take money off people, surely.
I mean, it's legal tender, isn't it, friend? You're going into somewhere that...
Yeah. Legal tender.
It's legal tender. Scottish notice. He's just coming out now. But, I mean, they shouldn't have people away fans at top tier at Sunderland anyway. Sunderland fans are mourning that there's no atmosphere because everyone's up there. I mean, they're getting £2.40 in change on their head, but atmosphere is shit. Wigan 0, Stoke 1. Stoke most needed win for Neil because we're in relegation zone. Wigan 5 losses in a row, ridiculous. Bristol City 0, Sheffield United 1. They're a shocking tackle in that game, isn't that the red card?
No, I haven't.
I mean, when you look how Garrett got sent off, his tackle was nowhere near as bad as this.
That was my first thoughts. I thought I couldn't believe the punishment were going to be the same for them two tackles.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? That one were a bad one.
96 minutes.
If you look just before, he gets a bit of a nudge off ball off Mark Burnie, and I think that just says right on.
96 minutes, you're getting beat. I mean, just
yeah.
I mean, unless he wants some time off at World Cup, I don't know because I mean, it's a 3-game ban. What he's going to miss Saturday, so next weekend.
That'll be him. Yeah,
straight to Bahamas. West Brom 1, Blackpool 0. Not great from West Brom. Like bundled it over line for a goal. Hull 1, Borough 3. Good result, Carrick. Hull are in trouble, I think.
Yeah, I do. They've just appointed Liam Senior, aren't they?
Yeah. Is he the Sky Sports pundit?
No, he were number 2 to Rooney, weren't he?
Yeah.
That him who you're thinking about is him who were at Reading. Can't think of his name.
Joey McEnough.
Yeah, that's who you're thinking about. Yeah, Liam Senior were number 2 to Rooney at Derby, and I think he did the Derby. I think he took the Derby job on earlier this
when Rooney
started this season. Yeah. Yeah, but I think that's a poor appointment anyway. I do. Yeah. I think they're doomed as well, mate.
I think, like, for a first job as well, like, he's not going to be able to spend any money in January because the owners. I was speaking to a couple of Hull fans walking back to the train station. They said, like, the owners are rubbish. Like, they're not backing manager. Like, he's bought a lot of players this summer. They're just a lot of foreign lads that he knew because he's, like, a Greek owner. Just any tapas restaurant owners who's signing them, like, you'll play.
Steve Keane signing any lad from Portugal in 2012.
Oh.
I saw a lad, we're a Hull fan, young lad who does these, you know,
vlogs.
Yeah, and he said that we were playing like a Blackburn were playing like a prime Barcelona back in there, and I just thought, yeah, this lot aren't very good then.
Brilliant. I must have been drunk on Saturday night.
That's what he said. I'll try and find it if you have to tag in it.
Luton 0, Reading 0, no notes for that. And Preston beat Swansea 1-0. Swansea drops out of the playoffs, and Preston are up to 8th, and we said after the Blackpool game that he might get sacked, but he's having quite a decent season. Like, realistically, I think if you're 1 point outside the playoffs going into the World Cup, you can't really moan about that as a Preston fan.
No, not when they don't spend either, do they?
No. They had an open letter to the club the other day, didn't they, saying they wanted like investment in the academy and stuff. We don't seem to produce any players. And
they do it just for us, though, don't they?
Snatch somebody turn it any good. So look ahead. Obviously, we spoke about Huddersfield at home. We've got West Ham away in the Cup. Are you picking a strong team for Burnley away, or are you second 11?
I think it's... personally, I pick a weakened team. I would like to get... It's just the timing of it, isn't it?
You do want to get through, but realistically, you want a fresh team going into Sunday.
Yeah, of course you do. Like in a normal season where the third round would have been a lot earlier, like I'd be thinking, oh, absolutely strongest team. We want to get as far as we can in the cup, and it's like it's the first time I've been to a Prem ground for a long time, and a new ground as well for pretty much everyone. So, but it's just the timing of it. I'd be playing a weekend team.
I think he has to go pick Pers in there. I couldn't even name our second 11 back before. I think Rankin Costello comes in a right back.
Phillips.
He's fit.
Probably going to have to be Pickering at left back.
I won't risk Pickering, that's a problem.
Garrett from the off, maybe.
Yeah, Garrett centre mid, yeah.
Hurst, Bale up front, that type of players, yeah.
Like, give Mark Andy a game, but I won't be playing players like Dak.
Or Danny will Dak play, or Dak, Buckley. I think I will. He will. Because Dak will want minutes as well.
Yeah.
I'm still...
We'll be smart if Dak scores at Burnley, won't it?
I think he has to start on Saturday.
If you noticed on the commentary on, he had like a bit of a flash chance towards end.
The near post header. Yeah.
But he gets himself in them positions that these Vales and Hurst, they don't.
No.
Like Hurst, he'll run his socks off, but his positional awareness just seems miles off.
Yeah.
Like I said, Dak were just in that... But that one where we had one choked off and they get penalty, and we missed penalty, George Hurst missed penalty, that were away. That Cardiff, And but Dak, he's in them positions.
He's always in the right positions, isn't he? Even at Hull and 1-0, although he's not getting chances because we were defending deep, like every time ball comes into him, he's had a... held in where they can't get a ball, or it's popped off to someone else. It's like, he's just so intelligent. It just helps you no matter what the score is or what the situation is.
If that's what he's bothered about, his pressing and his fitness, I'd happily like give him a bit of a free roll and just be there when, you know, just be yourself and be there when time's right. And like you say, if he were to pick a winner up or even a last gasp point saving. Yeah.
Statue outside ground.
Oh yeah. He's already been a massive fan. I think a lot of Rovers fans are a bit baffled to why he's been so frozen out.
Yeah.
I don't know whether this is just John Lord Thomason putting his foot down saying this is my team. You know that who's favourite in here and just him getting old at dressing room.
Yeah. So he's like expected to be first team. I think he's expected to be first team on team sheets. But I think Thomason has said like that's not going to happen.
Yeah. I saw people. that had his chance he had late on saying he should have scored, but to me that's only a heart.
Brereton was shooting.
It's a.
You think? I think Brereton was like a drilled cross. I don't think.
He'd come at him quick and annoyed anything. I think he did enough just to.
It was a half chance, wasn't it?
And it just flew over, didn't it? I definitely don't think he should have scored.
I mean, he's done well to get contact on it, really. Like, if you're trying to glance it, sometimes just like miss it, but.
For a half chance.
Definitely.
Yeah, but I don't agree with people saying he should have scored. Like, it's just. Like you said, I don't even think it's an half chance. I don't even face it goal, crying out loud. Probably no idea where he is in relation to goal.
But in the right place, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So, weakened team for West Ham, and then on to the big one. So, we've got the 1-10 quiz again. It's back. Do you know how the quiz works?
I don't know, sorry.
Right, so, there's 10 questions. You pick a number, and you get that question. If you get it, we out the options. If you guess it and you get it right, you get 2 points. But you can ask for the options, and I'll give them maybe C or D. If you get it right, then you only get 1 point.
Yeah,
these are bloody hard as well.
Yeah.
And so, do you want to go first? Do you want to go second?
I'll go first. Get it out of the way.
Well, what number do you want?
1 to 10.
Yeah.
6.
6. My pen's not working. Technical difficulties.
I didn't know you were in.
Yeah, we're in. Yeah. Well, we got moved, didn't we? Because we're playing poker. We'll be out in 10 minutes.
Don't be late.
Still on.
Right, question 6. Last time we played West Ham in the Cup was the 5-1 demolition. Who scored the one for Rovers?
I'm going to have to take options immediately.
Oh, I know it.
Was it A, Chris Brown, B, Ben Marshall, C, Craig Conway, or D, own goal?
It weren't Chris Brown.
What makes you say that?
I'm just trying to think. Oh, I'll just take a guess at Conway.
No, it was Ben Marshall.
Oh, that, yeah.
We went 1-0, didn't we? Everyone got carried away. Though.
Yeah, got spanked 5-1. Payet had an absolute worldie.
Yeah.
Right, Lewis, any number apart from 6?
Wait.
Ooh. Right. Before your time, Lewis, so... Which West Ham youngster scored the consolation goal in the 7-1 hammering?
Oh, I know it. I think I do anyway. Let me just make sure. Michael Carrick.
Was Michael Carrick, correct. Right, Paul, any number apart from 6 and 8?
4.
Who scored our last winning goal in front of spectators on a Tuesday night? That's a brutal question.
That's options all over, yeah.
Right, give you options now. Was it A, Adam Armstrong, B, Charlie Mulgrew, C, Derek Williams, or D, Harvey Elliott?
Harvey Elliott never played in front of fans, did he? So I can rule him out. I got Charlie Mulgrew.
Derek Williams.
Oh.
the 1-0 header against the Hulk on Sky.
Oh, I remember it. I remember the goal as well.
Lewis, apart from 4, 6, and 8.
I remember Tony Mulgrew's comment directed towards him at match.
Fuck off, Derek. Yeah, fuck off, Derek.
Could he give the ball away?
That when he scored, I think.
What numbers are?
Any apart from 4, 6, and 8.
We'll go number 3.
Oh my god. Right, Huddersfield at home was the penultimate home game during the 2001 promotion season. Matt Janssen sealed the 2-0 win in the 90th minute, but who scored the first?
Yeah, you've got options.
Was it A, Craig Hignett, B, Alan Maughan, C, Marcus Bent, or D, Gary Flitcroft?
No, Craig Hignett.
No.
It
was Gary Flitcroft. Yeah. Man, I was looking back at it, right? It was like our second to last home game. We had like number 6 games. We were all away from home, like going into like the last 6 games. Alright, Paul, any apart from 3, 4, 6, and 8?
10.
So, John Stead signed from Huddersfield, scoring crucial goals to keep us up. But who was his first goal against?
I think I know this one as well.
Yeah, because I'm behind, I'm just going to... Middlesbrough.
Yeah, you're right, Middlesbrough. Yeah. What a shout that is. Right, Lewis, 1, 2, 5, 7, 9. 7. One of our most famous results was a 7-1 demolition of the Hammers in our first season back in the Premier League. Who got 2 assists on the day?
Go for options.
Was it A, David Dunn, B, 2 Guy, C, Corrado Grabby, or D, Matt Janssen?
Go for Dunny. No?
Corrado Grabby.
I was going to say Grabby, I'd have gone Grabby. I would have. I remember he couldn't score, but he weren't the worst player in the world, were
he? No, he weren't. The two assists he got was like both tapped in from the line where he'd shot.
Yeah.
Like right. Damien Johnson, where he heads it over keeper, Johnson taps it in from a yard out. He wasn't looking. I mean, he wasn't great, but I thought he was a bit unfortunate, really.
He were a better player than he was.
Scored some crucial goals. The European nights and stuff, and then he scored like last minute one against Liverpool. He weren't a terrible player. Right, Paul, 1-2-5-0-9. After a league winning season, Robbie Slater moved on to West Ham. Which player came the other way?
Matty Holmes.
Oh my God, he's flying. Right, Lewis, 1, 2, or 5?
Number one.
No. Before signing for Blackburn from Huddersfield, who did Jordan Rhodes score his last goal against? So his last game for Huddersfield before he came to us.
For options.
Was it A, Burnley, B, Bristol City, C, Millwall, or D, Nottingham Forest?
I don't think it could have been Burnley because they weren't in League One, were they? Huddersfield were in League One when we signed him, weren't they? Were they not?
I'll give you a clue. No, they got he won promotion, then he played three games and signed for us.
Millwall,
Burnley. Right, hold 2 or 5.
2, please.
So, it has been 9 years since we beat Huddersfield at home in front of spectators. Who scored the winner?
9 years. That's in 2013,
isn't it? That's not the answer.
Good maths.
Trying to think who were playing for us around then. This is the options, please.
Was it A, Josh King, B, Jordan Rhodes, C, Scott Dan, or D, Morten Gams Pedersen?
What went first? Who went first one again?
Josh King.
Yeah, Josh King.
Jordan Rhodes.
Heard it?
Yeah.
Fucking heck. Seems so simple as well. I thought Jordan was. I thought, nah, it's not been 9 years that he's played for us, but it. Yeah, he must be mid 30s now, isn't he?
I think like 32 now, 33 is fine.
Bring him back still.
Still play on Sunday next week.
Oh, yeah. I'm scoring.
Right, Lewis, you've got 5 left, and you need. I mean, I think you'll get it, so. But you need a straight guess to make it a tiebreaker. Right? So, we signed Jack Payne on loan for half a season from Huddersfield. Who was his first goal against?
Now I can only remember one of his goals, but was that the only one he scored?
He asked me.
I remember one of his goals. I know it was against, but it can't have been his first. That
he must have scored.
He definitely scored more than one.
Or is he playing mind games and trying to trick you?
I honestly couldn't name another team that he scored against, so I'm going to have to go Oxford.
Correct.
Is it?
One and only goal. So it's a tiebreaker. I never put a tiebreaker because I always think there's no chance of being a draw. Right. So, Jordan Rhodes has played for Huddersfield, us, and then Huddersfield again. Like, not including all the other clubs, how many goals did he score? In them 3 spells for us on Huddersfield. So, Paul, you guess first, and Lewis can go higher or lower. Unless you want him to guess first.
Is that to the closest?
Yeah, closest one. Yeah, closest one.
112.
Do you think he scored more than that or less?
A lot more? Yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Ah.
You got 83 for us, 73 for Huddersfield, and another 6 for Huddersfield, so.
150 odd, that's
so at least 160.
I was just trying to average him at like 15, 18 goals a season because he's had injuries, hasn't he, and stuff like that. Oh well, awesome.
So I can't believe you won that quiz. I thought when you got the Matty Holmes on, I thought that's you bumped it.
Yeah.
So alright, that is us done. Another episode. Thanks for joining us, Paul.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Appreciate it. Yeah, it's been fun.
Good to speak to you.
Yeah, you too.
And we're back after the West Ham game.
Yeah, for the big preview.
You've been dreading it already. I've been sat here sweating.
Yeah.
But with my hands in ice buckets. Right, see you in a bit.
Yeah. See you later.
Podcast Network.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.